Hi, everybody. Welcome to today's Ops CSSA call on the 26th of September. Today's attendees are Mike O'Connor, Mark Kosters, Jörg Schweiger, Olivier Crepin-Leblond, and for Mike and staff, Bart Boswinkel, Christina Nordstrom, and Patrick Jones, and apologies from Jim Galvin and Julie Hedlund.
Hey, you missed you.
No, did I?
Yeah.
Oh. Poor Jörg. Everybody's picking on him today.
Oh, sorry. I had you listed here. I don't know why.
You didn't mention it, but now he's mentioned it.
No, I didn't felt to being omitted. Being omitted. I think I heard my name.
Yeah, I think I said it.
Yeah. See? So let's move on.
Hallucinations are good, too. I like that. Okay, we've got a little agenda today. We've got a draft from Julie of the confidential information stuff. And it came pretty close to the meeting, so I think mostly I'm just going to point to it this time, and maybe we can review it next time. Bart, Julie, and I, and Patrick and I have taken a look at it and have given it the pretty darn close seal of approval, but... please do take a look at it and see if you catch anything. And then if, unless there's a pretty lively discussion on the list, on the ops list, I think what we'll do is quickly review it at our next meeting on Monday and then throw it out to the whole group for review a week from Thursday. But as I say, I think it's pretty close. Mostly, this is about scheduling for Dakar, since we are getting close now. And the first item is I think each of us needs to coordinate with our respective meeting planners and get a DSSA update session scheduled for each of the ACs and SOs. And the question I guess I've got for us is, do we want someone like Bart to sort of keep track of all that to make sure that we're all getting that done, or do we just throw it out to the four of us, five of us, and...
I think the easiest way is, I know from the CCNSO part, I'll contact Julie what is happening with regard to the GNSO when we send a list so everybody is aware, so I'll keep track of it.
Okay. Glenn is usually the maestro of the GNSO session, so you may want to copy her in on that.
Yes, but I think Julie has already scheduled this session with Glenn. But let me check. I'll keep you updated.
That would be great. If there's any flexibility, an afternoon session would cheer me up a lot because that way I wouldn't have to get up at 3 in the morning. But
yeah.
If it's already scheduled, there you go. Hey, Olivia's got the at-large under control. So. Okay.
Mark?
Pardon me, go ahead.
Is Mark on the call?
Yes, I am.
Mark, when do you think the NRO will meet to discuss it, or have they already done it?
We have not done so. We plan on having a call in the next 2 weeks.
Okay, so I'll keep that one included as well as the update call. Yep. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, so then the next thing... Oops, Olivier, go ahead.
Thanks very much, Mikey. Olivier here. I've just scheduled 5 minutes as an update for at large. Do you think that more than that will be required?
I think it depends a fair amount on what we want to try and get done. I'm going to schedule a bit more than that in the GNSO because I'm going to use that time to appeal to others outside of the DSSA to take a look at what we've done so far and offer ideas. One of the things that we've got in the work plan and in the charter is to reach outside of our own group at some point, and I'm going to use the update as the vehicle to do that.
The concern I have for at-large is we have a very diverse membership, and some people are totally have no knowledge whatsoever of all these technical things. So I'm just concerned as a main at-large session that they would be just dozing off. And I know that
what?
By that time they will be dozing off. But
I'm shocked that you think that our material is going to make people doze off.
Well, if they don't understand any of it, I can understand they'll probably end up reading their emails or doing something else in the meantime. That said, I could schedule also a smaller group to basically announce then another little ad hoc meeting on the side for more at-large people to be able to contribute.
You may want to keep your options open a bit. I think that the centerpiece of our material will be the list of threats that are in and out of scope.
Right.
Everything else will be window dressing, basically. And
okay.
I'm thinking, I don't know that I published it to the list, but if you look at the wiki, I've started drafting a summary of our scope decisions.
Yeah.
Posted it out there. And my thought is to get that in front of a lot of smart people and say, how are we doing? Are we making any big mistakes here? Is there anything big that we are missing? And keep it at a pretty high level, but at the same time use that meeting as sort of an opportunity to alert people to this rather than, you know, I think some of the details of what we're doing are pretty technical, but I think the high-level stuff is pretty accessible, and that we ought to make our update materials.
So how much time is everyone here planning to spend with their constituency or community discussing this, so I can align it?
I'm not sure what Glenn's going to give me, but typically we do it twice in the GNSO. We have a pair of meetings over the weekend that are working sessions of the council. And in that meeting, the discussions are either extremely short, everybody nods and says, good job, or they get pretty energetic. And so my guess would be that in the GNSO, we'll have somewhere between 15 and 30 minutes, somewhere over the weekend. And then another slot that's somewhat shorter, probably 10, in the public GNSO council meeting that happens later in the week. But I don't know for sure. That's what I'm preparing for, anyway. Jorg has chimed in with 10 to 15 minutes. So I think that we could certainly prepare materials. I'm guessing that our slide deck is like 4 slides long.
Okay.
And that the highlight, as I said, is that sort of in or out of scope discussion.
All right, thanks.
This is Bart again. Say, I think on the previous Ops DSSA call, we had, say, a brief discussion on what the purpose of these updates. And I think you put it in a mind map as well, Mikey. Is that on the wiki?
I think so, but let me look. I think I built a Dakar page out there.
Yeah.
And I was planning to. If we go into... Yeah, there's a... on the wiki at the bottom of the page, there's a compressed page called Ops and Admin. And if you expand that page, there's a Meeting Plans page. And if you go in there, there's a PDF of the mind map that I built that actually useful. And that's what I was going to use for the basis for the...
By the way, Mikey, yeah. If you think we could see anything of those movements you're currently performing, then...
No, there's nothing on the Adobe
Connect.
Yeah, no, nothing's up there. I should have put this mind map up. Let me just quickly... There it is. I was trying to find the mind map on my computer. I'll just share it on the screen in a second. Okie dokie, there it is. Let me just share that. All right. I don't know if you can see that or not. Let's see if I can see it. Yeah, there it is.
Yeah, visible now.
Yeah. What we were building there was an agenda for our own meeting. And then this is the little sketch that we drew for the car materials. So we were going to tell people about progress, and then this raising awareness thing is the big deal for me, and the soliciting input. And so one of the things that we mentioned as a possibility was to distribute this in advance of the meeting and really focus the conversation on feedback rather than, you know, droning on about all the hard work we've done. So that's sort of the context of what we've been thinking about. And I'm thinking that takes more than 5 minutes. I think 15 is tight, so I'm going to probably lobby Glenn for a half an hour, at least over the weekend, for the GNSO. But, you know, I think 15 minutes, you could do it and at least plant the seed in people's minds, and then, you know, indicate that if people have ideas that you'd be more than willing to visit with them about it, and, you know, offline or at a separate time or by email or whatever. But I think that the key goal is to get the community thinking about it and get some feedback from them about how we're doing. And then we've also got this joint meeting. And my thought is that since the goals are pretty similar, that we use the same slide deck when we talk to them. But we would maybe add a page about coordinating the work between the two groups, since there's interest on, I think, both sides on that. So that's sort of the state of the state on this stuff. And, my thought is that if it's okay with you all, I'll just go ahead and start drafting some update materials. And I have the old deck. Let me show you the deck we used last time. And see... I haven't really looked at it, to tell you the truth, but this is what we gave out. Last time we sort of reviewed our mission, and we did a lot of stuff about the work plan. I think this is probably a little too long. My thought is that I'll shoot for a couple of pages less than this. And as I say, the focal point is, let me show you the summary of the, the the scope decisions one that I posted out to the wiki. Should be getting there an error. Oh, there are security restrictions? Well, I don't know what's going on there. Sorry. Anyway, that's
Mike,
that's kind of where we're at.
Mike,
know why
just
it won't.
To interrupt you, this is Jörg, why you're looking at your materials. I don't know whether Bart would chime in or not, but referring to the CCNSO as a constituency, I think that basically the goal for me would be to raise awareness for A, that there is a group like us out there, and B, to what we're currently doing. And I doubt that there would be loads of input on a detailed level, and I would doubt that even though we might distribute materials prior or in advance to the meeting, that people will be able to prepare the meeting in a way that would be necessary to discuss in detail. And from my experience, I would doubt as well that there would be much of a discussion of a particular point within our threats discussion, for example.
I think you're quite right, Jörg.
So to my point of view, so what I would do is just to raise awareness, say, this is what we're currently doing, and we are currently focusing on making sure what is in scope and what is out of scope, to just give a very brief sketch out what is in and what is out, and invite everybody who feels that he's got to be part of the process, that he is more than welcome to join in on any call and make sure that he's going to be heard in the appropriate environment to discuss things like that. But I strongly doubt that we would, for example, discuss within the CCNSO meeting whether footprinting is in or out scope. So just make very briefly clear how we are heading on and in which way.
And I would make very clear that what the scope or the intention or the scope of the working group is and why stuff is considered in or out of scope. Because that is sometimes a question, say, whether it's related to ICANN or should be, say, something for DNSO ARC, etc.
Right, and so that's what you've got on your screen now is the actual Word document that I wrote. My thought was that we would make this the centerpiece of the slide deck, just to give people a sense of the choices we've made so far.
Mm-hmm.
And then they can say, what? Footprinting's not in scope? Well, dang, nabbit, that's terrible. And, you know, have that at least be put in front of people so they can see it. And not any of the sort of process stuff. Last time was pretty process-oriented because we were just getting started.
We might even confront them with the whole broad picture we have been preparing. So just give them one shot where they're not supposed to read and understand everything, just to make sure, look, this is the way the discussion has been going. So we had almost anything in scope. We took a complete list of what might be in scope, and then take a look at this. This was overwhelming. We had loads and loads and loads of material, and we just narrowed that down to these things that are really necessary. And those we are currently considering necessary on an aggregated way you find in the page that is currently being shown in the Adobe Connect.
Yeah, I could come up with a pretty bewildering graphic to lead into this.
Yeah, just to to impress, you know.
I could put the whole mind map on the screen. That'd drive me crazy. Yeah. Okay. I'll see what I can do about a bewildering graphic. That's a good idea.
Jörg?
Yeah.
You might want to do it as well at the tech day, a bit more detailed.
Agreed, yeah.
Yeah, I think yeah. That'd be a great forum, the tech day forum.
The season is our tech day on Monday. So I'll contact Eberhard for that.
Yeah.
So and that, if that would leave me with yet another presentation.
Yes, I know.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
But that's probably the environment that you really want feedback from.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably true, yeah.
And, Jörg, if it doesn't conflict with anything else, I'm happy to join by remote participation.
No, we do it just the other way around as in San Francisco.
Oh, you want me not there. You want me mad, huh?
No.
You want me there and you not there.
We are going to announce me and it'll be you.
I get it. I think that's a fair trade for my sudden absence.
Just kidding.
Singapore.
San Francisco. Yeah, you're right.
Okay, I've got a sense of sort of where we're heading. Bart, is there any kind of deadline for this material that I need to be aware of? I talked to Christina a little bit ahead of the meeting that she could use a paragraph or two pretty soon, but...
Yes, I think, but that depends a bit on every SO and AC, what they want.
Okay.
That's the bad thing. Maybe Olivier can answer that question for the for at large, and Julie and or Patrick for the GNSO.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I can talk to Glenn too about it. I wasn't sure if there was a.
I think maybe that's a question I'll ask, say for the other, say to Julie, Glenn, and Gisela, what is needed. So and then include that in the overview. Because every SO and AC treats it differently.
Yeah, okay. Olivier, go ahead.
Thanks, Mikey. I think it's just going to be a case of maybe translating the two or three slides if they need translation. If we can't do it, then it's okay.
My thought was that I would try and get a draft out to you this week.
That's perfect. That's doable.
Yeah, if we take a look at it on our next call next Monday, is that going to be soon enough for everybody if we've come close?
If it works for me.
Okay. York's giving me a thumbs up too. Yeah, and my thought is again that what you see on your screen is the centerpiece, and I'm also going to wrap this with disclaimers that this isn't done yet. Because we're still working on this, and we've got actually a fair amount to go on the vulnerability side. So I think that what we do is we present this as a work in progress that could be quite a bit further down the line by the time Dakar runs, but we just say, look, this is the state we were in when we wrote these slides, and this should be enough to get people's attention. And if they're interested, then they can follow along on the wiki and the status reports and stuff. The last question I had was, theoretically, we could have a call on the Thursday before Dakar starts, the 20th of October. And I'm just curious, how many of you think that you could make a meeting on that day? Are people going to be traveling to Dakar that early?
Yes.
Thus, we should just cancel that one?
What I know from the CC crowd and from staff, people will already be traveling.
Okay.
And I think from the GNSO, as well as they start already on Saturday morning.
Right, yeah. Yeah, if I were going to Dakar, I think I'd be traveling that day. And so I think we'll go ahead and cancel that meeting.
Yeah, and even if you were traveling on Friday, I think you have other stuff to do on Thursday.
Yeah, I think that's right. Okay, that's what I need. Well, that's all I've got. I was planning to start drafting these materials, and I'll try and turn the draft around really quick so that you all can see it. And
Mikey, this is Jörg. In the same vein, we've been talking about before, but instead of setting up a conference call on the 20th, I think that we scheduled a meeting of the complete group on the 27th. So what we might want to do is talk about what we are up to in this meeting. So my first question would be, I know that we formalized a meeting with the SSRT. My schedule still says that there is a meeting of the complete working group at 11 until 12:30, and if that is the case, so what are we up to within this meeting? Would it be just a regular meeting that is not taking place by phone or not completely, but in view of the members of the group and some participants taking part via the phone?
This is a question that we need to figure out. What we talked about was that the goals of the DSSA meeting were to do something rather than update each other, since presumably we already know because we're working on stuff. And when we made these notes, we sort of said it was a bit early to figure that agenda out, whereas the joint meeting, we had pretty similar goals, and so my thought was that we would use these same update materials as our deck for that meeting, and maybe
with the whole group.
Pardon me?
With the whole group, you mean?
Well, no. The whole group meeting is after the. Isn't the joint meeting early in the morning, 8 a.m.
Yeah,
or something?
It's 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so that one, I was thinking we would just use these update materials.
Yeah, no, that's what you've been presenting on the screen before. And
yeah.
We agreed. Yeah.
But this meeting later on in the day, I wasn't planning to do the update materials there. I was thinking that we would actually do some kind of work.
Agreed.
As a group, but I didn't have any ideas as to what that would be because I didn't know where we'd be. And
I think I have already two topics and one related. Say, first of all, is the feedback from the different SOs and ACs, and the feedback from the conversation with the SSSR for the whole group, and then based on the conversation with the SSSR, how to move. Say once this is done, what are the next steps? So to make it a more working group, broad process type of meeting, and then in order to schedule stuff, and it's a good opportunity to meet each other again.
Okay, that's good for me.
Something like that. So there's a nice enhancement to our notes. I like that a lot. So I guess just to get these notes in the same order, this will help me. So the first meeting, the updates really happen first. Let me go up there. And then we meet the the SSR folks, and then we do our own meeting.
Yep.
That's kind of our plan for the week. You can, through the miracle of screen stuff, I can make that fit. And so I think the big document that we need is the document for the updates, because that gets used in the first two meetings. And then in this meeting, we basically tell each other what we heard, and then if we have some time left over, figure out something else to do. But in an hour and a half, I imagine, just reflecting on what we've heard so far will probably fill that time pretty well.
Yeah, and let's start a bit on say, what to do next.
Yeah.
So once this is completed, the discussion on the threats.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Well, let's see. I can even... Well, that's it for me. I think the to-do item for all of us is to take a look at Julie's draft and make sure that it's okay, and quickly get those back to our ops list so that we can nail that down, and then shoot for having that in good shape for us a week from today, and then we'll distribute it to the larger group. After that, and meanwhile, I will start banging out a draft of those slides and get that to you. Probably, since it's raining like crazy, I'll do it today and try and get it out.
Mikey,
day today. Yeah, go ahead.
Mikey, just one remark with regards to the Julie's document. If say the other co-chairs could have a look at, especially at page 5, the bottom bit, and page 6, this is, say, I think this is an open issue, and it might be interesting to have the views of the other co-chairs as well on this one.
So this I forgot about that part. Let's highlight that.
Yeah.
Let me get down there. We had a discussion about this. Page 5.
That's the bottom of page 5, yeah.
There it is. Yeah, okay, let me see if I can make that a little bigger. This is the thing that Bart's talking about. And so when you review this, ponder this point. The question is, who decides to set up a working group? What's the bootstrapping process? One of the things that I don't consider myself much of a vouched for person because I'm the GNSO co-chair. I'm just the guy that volunteered to do it, and nobody said no. And so I don't feel like I have, as co-chair, any special enhanced trust level with my peers in the GNSO. I think they do trust me, but, I mean, I don't view it as a result of my co-chairness. So we should talk a little bit about that. And that would be a good thing to visit on the list about, and then see if we want to refine this paragraph in any way. Thanks for reminding me of that part.
Yeah, and maybe, say, I've been thinking about your comment, maybe it is something that the co-chairs want to take back if this is not feasible, or another, say there is always the possibility to go back to the respective SOs and ACs.
Yeah. Yeah, although if we can avoid that in terms of
time. Yes, I know.
That process takes a long time, he said with his voice.
Yeah, but you don't need to stop working groups yet either.
Yeah, right. And so this would be a good thing. Yeah, it's true. We could take it back to the ACs and SOs now and get that resolved. That's a good, good point. So there is, it's not as I characterized it. This is not a done deal because there is this substantive point, which I forgot about. I meant to mention it. It just slipped my mind. That we need to resolve. So please do take a look at that. And
if there are alternatives, that's fine as well. But it just came up in the discussion preparing this document.
Yeah. Yep. Thanks, Bart. I forgot. Okay, that's it for me now. I've got nothing else for the agenda. And so with that, I think we'll wrap this call up, and we'll see you on Thursday. And I will bang out a draft, and please do take a look at this. See you in a few days.
Okay.
That's great.
Okay, thank you, Mikey. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.